Welcome to the Matt Haycock Show, a podcast about business, money, and life. Matt has been making money and making mistakes for over 20 years. And in this podcast, he shares his thoughts and stories so you can improve your business, finances, and life, whilst hopefully avoiding the mistakes he and others have made along the way. Listen in and level up.
You've got to do what you love. In a framework that you think ultimately is going to make some financial success and ultimately is going to provide the ROI, but I can't guarantee when it's going to be for you, just in the same way I can't guarantee what it's going to be for me. Hey guys, it's Matt Haycox and I'm here today with JP de Villiers over in Ibiza. And JP wanted to grab 15 minutes to sit me down and talk about the slogan on my official Matt Haycox merch t-shirts, where you can't see the back of this, but at the front it says 80% of what I do for free.
And on the back... And the other 20% I get fucking well paid for.
Exactly. And this is, I guess, something I've used as a bit of a slogan, talked about in jest, but is very much a big part of my my framework and my belief system for how I, for how I operate my life and businesses and make money. So I've never actually, spoken about it in detail before. And JP wanted to kind of grab some time. So we're about to talk about it. And for you guys watching this at home, JP's doing the interview. And we're going to do it live on his Facebook as well. So forgive a bit of interaction. But if there's some audience questions, we're going to try and involve those in the mix. So I hope you like what you watch, and I hope it makes sense, and I hope you guys start implementing it too.
I absolutely love this quote. If you go to my social media, just minutes before this, earlier today, I shared my t-shirt that Matt gifted me and my hat, and I shared the quote, and I also shared it in the text. And I got a really great response. People saying, I love that quote, or that really resonates with me. And the reason why I love the t-shirt so much, and I was glad for the gift from Matt, is because I've believed that for a long time. In a different way, not those exact words. But the more you give, the more you'll get. Right? Don't be delusioned to think that you can't focus on getting, on receiving, on being rewarded, remunerated, paid. But the more you go and give for others, the more easily that other stuff will come to you. And I said, Matt, dude, once again, I've been a guest of yours here. It's been absolutely incredible. Before I head back, I just wanted to share. Why is this a quote on your t-shirt? Let's start with that. Why is it a quote on your t-shirt?
Well, I mean, it's a quote on my t-shirt because, as I was saying at the beginning, this is very much, the way I operate my life, the way, I use my belief system, to make money. And it's quite an interesting one because I've never really sat down to talk about it in formal detail before. Yeah. And when I knew we were going to have this chat, I did have a couple of thoughts in my head about how do I actually, put down in more detailed words, what I think and do. And I was thinking to myself, it's actually funny because in a way, my belief to it is quite a contradiction to a lot of the other ways that I operate things, because I guess in my day-to-day life as a lender, as an investor, as a financier, I'm very much focused on very clear input output figures within business and within finance. I want to understand KPIs very clearly because I want to know that if I spend X, I get Y return. Therefore, if I can spend a pound and make £1.20, how many more pounds can I spend to make lots more £1.20s? But then the principle of 80% of what I do for free, but the other 20% I get well paid for. It works, I guess, in complete contradiction to that. In that, I think. It's just very important not to have a desired and guaranteed ROI on every single individual transactional and granular thing that you do. And I think for me, you were describing this a minute ago as the more you give, the more you receive, and it is very much, I guess, a variant on that, in that it's not an excuse to be willy-nilly and to to throw loads of shit at the wall and hope that some of it sticks. I think that there's got to be more of a focused process than that. But I guess what I'm saying is that I know that ultimately certain situations or certain people are going to produce mass ROI for me. I just can't tell you at what point that's going to be.
So I think the focus is to, before you engage in anything, have the intuition or the facts or the belief that you're going to get an ROI from it. But it doesn't always have to be paid up front for what it is that you're delivering.
Well, I think when we say it doesn't have to be paid up front for what you're delivering, I think you've got to go into it knowing it absolutely isn't going to be paid up front delivering. You know, it's going to be coming weeks, months, you know, potentially years down the line. And also, I think, you know, it's important to understand that when I say, you know, 80% of what I do for free. For me as well, it's not just about doing it for free. I mean, we're talking about investing. Now, I may be investing time or I may be investing money, yeah. You know, whether that's whether that's investing in relationships that, you know, I may be paying to create events, you know, like us here now in this villa. You know, I mean, I've had 2 weeks out here with, you know, with many different people. You know, it's obviously not a cheap experience to put on
by any means,
but I've done it without any kind of guarantees going into it, but I just know that, you know, if I have 2 weeks of great people, you know, in this kind of atmosphere, in this kind of environment, that ultimately, at some point in the future, the ROI is going to be many, many, many times more than what it costs me. You know, whether that's deepening relationships, whether that's actually doing some physical, tangible deals, and whilst, you know, like I said, I never set out to do this on day one in this trip. Or sorry, what I mean by that is I never expected to do it in a short time within this trip. I just wanted to create the environment to allow great things to happen. 10 days into 14 days of being here, you know, I've already got, you know, one or two tangible deals ready to drop. I've already developed better relationships with people, had some great bits of fun. And I think it's happened because I'm taking that longer term view, that, you know, that I didn't come in here on day one chasing and thinking, fuck, I've got to get this out by day three. I've got to extract
that
this from this guy. I've got to do that. You know, if I'd have walked away from this at the end of this 2 weeks and said, we've done no business, we've done nothing, I've just had a fucking great time with 15 great people that, you know, that I know will, you know, I will build deeper relationships with over time, then I would have been more than happy with that. And I think it's because I can take that relaxed, long-term, passive view that things probably happen quicker than you would want them to anyway.
Rather than trying to rinse what you can out of everyone whilst they're with you, or whilst you're with them. What's interesting is this slogan is why you and I are sitting here. Because I have this business as a coach and a speaker where I get contacted a lot to do podcasts, interviews, features, guest speaking. And this random person didn't know the name, emailed my office. Amanda, my assistant, said a podcast request came in. I said, oh, where is it? It was in London. I said, if they're happy to do the podcast when I'm in London, then I'll just go and I'll do it. It's not, you know, it's not going to cost me much. I'm already in London. I just got to go take an Uber to this person's flat, get to know them, whatever. And it's the reason why I've, you know, done so much with you, because I was willing to do something for free. There's no way in hell, heaven, earth, that I could have walked into your flat knowing what the ROI would be.
100%.
But I knew that there would be one.
And I think, how do I say this? So you know, a lot of people I work with, a lot of people I know, you know, like very successful people, you know, they'll say to me all the time, oh, you know, you're just doing this, or I've just seen you doing that. You know, what are you getting paid for that, or what's in it for you? And, you know, it's not just about, I guess, explaining things to people who haven't made it yet. You know, this is a concept that even, you know, very successful people I deal with still can't seem to get their heads around. And I think if they were prepared to, you know, they would be able to, you know, to grow their success many, many times more, because it's, you know, they're far too focused on getting an immediate return from every single transactional activity. And the podcast is a fantastic thing, because it's a fantastic example to talk about. You know, I've been doing my podcast for 18 months now.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of time people will say to me, you know, well, what do you get paid for it? What, you know,
especially from your industry.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know, what do you get paid for it? Or what are you getting out of that individual thing you've done? And when I try and explain to them that not only have I not been paid for it, I've actually been paying for it, you know, sometimes substantially for 18 months, you know, they think I'm mad. But I can't tell you that, you know, the number of quality relationships and then follow-on relationships or business, you know, that has come out of that 18 months. Now, I could never, so I guess that's the part of having the general attitude towards it. But then you do obviously have to have some focus and strategy, insofar as I wasn't just sitting down with complete randomers, you know, for the last 18 months. I was sitting down with people that I thought, well, they fit the framework of a person that is going to be worth me knowing, you know, whether they're interesting or they've got a skill set or they
had some kind of value to me.
I know there would be some value out of building a relationship with them. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I know it's worthwhile me sitting down in front of them, and some will bomb, some will be all right, and some will be fantastic. And you've just got to go into, you've got to pick your targets, but then go into it with an open mind and be prepared to invest in both time and money with no guarantee of anything within any guaranteed period of time.
And keep doing it.
And just keep doing it.
Regardless of whether you see the result, when you see the result, keep doing it.
100%. I think the point you stop and say to yourself, well, hang on, I've done this for X period of time with this person. You know, I need to get something now or I'm stopping. That's when you'll definitely never get anything from that situation. I think as long as nothing's changed from day one on that person, you know, if the person you decided you were going to build a relationship with for some long-term ROI, as long as the fundamentals haven't changed, you've just got to keep at it and keep at it. And, you know, maybe it'll take 10 minutes, maybe it'll take 10 years, but it doesn't matter if it takes 10 years because as long as you've picked your targets and picked your relationships right in the first place, there will be some, you know, some explosive ROI from it, you know, whether that's financial, emotional, you know, friendship, whatever it may be.
There's a great quote that I heard quite a few years ago, and it was, ships are built for the ocean, not the harbor. All you have to do is keep sending out ships. But in sending out ships in business, you got to understand that some sink, some get hijacked, some come back. Some come back empty, some come back with average cargo, some come back with gold. But if you stop sending out ships, nothing will ever come back your way. You have to know that even though things aren't guaranteed to come back to you, you have to every day do your best to send out new ships.
I never heard that quote before. I like that. You might find it on a t-shirt sometime.
Keep sending out ships by Matt and JP. Okay, so today... and this is such a powerful conversation. I'm so glad that we're sharing it. Thank you again for doing this. Today you do this stuff, the free stuff, and you said nothing is free. Everything's an investment of something. Everyone's time and energy, mostly. But these things that you do for free, like the podcast, some of them cost you a lot of money. Or you invest a lot of money, better word. This trip, the investment I'm saying, must have been huge. So you put a lot behind this doing free stuff. Have you always done this? Or is it something that you caught onto because of someone else? Or is it something that you found worked and you've amplified what you've done in this area?
I think probably the latter, in that... It's a strategy that I've probably always subconsciously employed to various degrees, but very much over the last, let's say, 5, 6, 7 years plus of really, really then noticing that the strategy works. And then I guess as I've become more successful, I've been able to apply more investment to that strategy.
So you feel like you've always kind of known that
I think if
it's
I look
significant.
If I look back, I've always been the person who, you know, is happy to, you know, to put my hand up and say yes, you know, to try something, to, you know, to spend some time with someone, to, you know, to do someone a favor, to, you know, to give something without an expectation of return. I think I probably just did that unknowingly, let's say, but by luck, if you want to say that. But then I guess as time's gone on and I've understood the kind of ROI that it's given me, and I guess as I've, you know, study other people, you know, talking about the concepts of giving before you receive, etc. I've probably modified my strategy and amplified it.
Obviously, we're having this conversation about this because we think it's a significant point. There's a reason why you put it on the t-shirt. There's a reason why I asked Matt to have this conversation. There's a reason why I wore the t-shirt yesterday and I got a great response of people on social media saying, oh, we love that quote. To people listening and watching, how can anyone start to apply this in business? Oh, it's easy for you to say, you know, you're in your position. How can I, let's say I have lack of time, lack of resources, how can I start doing more free things that would bring me in more rewards?
Well, I think it's about being realistic and relative to your circumstances. You know, okay, yes, it might be, people might look at this and say, oh, it's easy for Matt to say that, you know, he's rented a villa in Ibiza for 2 weeks and doing all these things. But I didn't do this 5 years ago. I certainly didn't do this 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's about picking the targets that, you know, that are right for you now. I mean, we had a conversation a couple of days ago when we were talking about networking, and we're saying, you know, how do you get in front of the people that you want to get in front of? Mm. And the honest answer is you may not be able to get in front of the people that you really want to get in front of now because you're not ready for it. Your business isn't ready for it. You know, you've not got enough value to give to that person. And I think this is probably a variant on that conversation in that you've kind of, you know, got to work your way up the giving ladder, and you've only got, you know, you've only got whatever limited resource you've got, whether it's time, money, whatever that may be, and you can only make the investments now that you can make, and so maybe therefore that means it's not possible for you to get from here to here. You have to go from here to here to here to here to here, and you know, I'm sure. Well, I'd like to think that in 5 years' time, some of the experiences I'm creating that you'll be alongside with me for will make 2 weeks in a villa in Ibiza look like chicken feed. But you know, and when we're having that conversation back then and we're talking about, you know, whatever great things we're talking about, I'll be saying, well, look, I can do this now, but I wasn't doing that 5 years ago, and I certainly wasn't doing it, you know, for 10 or 15 or 20 years before. I think it's just starting, you know, getting your mindset right that you are going to invest, that you are going to give before you receive, and just start doing it.
And just find any way that you can do it. One great way in which you can follow Matt in his free stuff is on his social media. He does a lot of great videos, little segments, longer interviews, tips, tools, strategies. I mean, you've only just started social media in the last year? Year and a half?
Probably, yeah. It'll be coming on to 2 years in October now. I think I really started putting videos out there.
You do Q&As, you take questions, you answer them, you bring on people sometimes onto social media. You do live interviews, podcasts, like you said.
I think as well, the thing is, you know, for me, and I think this is my advice to anyone who's going to start, you know, doing anything like social media, podcasts, anything like that, you've got to do what you genuinely enjoy, and you can't force it, because you're going to end up giving up and not putting the longevity in that it needs. And, you know, just made me think then when you talked about me doing Q&As and things, and I don't say it, you know, for effect, because people listening, I genuinely love those Q&As. You know, I do, listen, sometimes I'm tired and I don't always enjoy, you know, making videos or recording content, you know, in the same way we don't always enjoy, you know, doing anything in life. But I guess, you know, for me, it's easier to fight through that when I'm doing things that I do genuinely enjoy. And I love hearing people's problems and trying to provide solutions. I love hearing people's business issues and trying to apply solutions from, you know, from my own space. So I guess my advice is that, you know, if you're going to do something, you need to be committed to the long term, because, you know, 2 years on, with all the investment that I've put into this social media game, I'm still a microscopic speck. And it would have been very easy for me to give up at any point. And if I was, you know, doing podcasts about about animals or about whatever it is, yeah. You know, just something that I'm not passionate about, you know, I would have given up long ago, and I would never have got to the end. And I guess that kind of fits in with this conversation of doing things for free, because, you know, you've got to do what you love in a framework that you think ultimately is going to make some financial success and ultimately is going to provide the ROI. But I can't guarantee when it's going to be for you, just in the same way I can't guarantee what it's going to be for me. What I can guarantee is the more you push it, the further away it will become.
I love that you just shared that. I didn't know that it was even going to come up in conversation, especially with a business mind and a business person. Find this thing that you love and push on that thing. You can push on the thing that you don't enjoy. And, you know, if you never really make it, you're going to think, what was the point of all of that? But if you're enjoying what you're doing, you might not get to a certain place, but at least you pushed and went all in on doing the thing that you enjoy doing.
I think two things. You know, you said to me in a conversation we were having last night that, you know, when we were talking about like almost like the purpose of life, and you were saying that the purpose of life is to be happy.
Yeah.
And I think so for me, this is almost like a combination of the purpose of life is to be happy, and ultimately you can be successful in anything. Mm. Okay, you might not be able to be a billionaire in anything, but I think, you know, too often people make the confusion of linking success and money as inextricably linked. Mm. Can you produce podcasts about knitting and pictures of furry little cats and make yourself hundreds and hundreds of millions? Probably not. But can you do it and make yourself a nice living and enjoy every minute of what you do and be super happy? 100%. And you can be in any area. So pick something you love, be consistent about it, and just don't expect the ROI tomorrow, and I'm sure ultimately you will see it.
Quick little question, just fitting it right in here. How important is consistency in business?
I mean, consistency is everything, and I think, I've heard recently...
Even in free stuff?
In free stuff, in business, in anything, because as we were saying a minute ago, you know, you don't know when the ROI is going to come. Yeah. And the day you stop... Could be the day that you were digging for gold, and you thought, I'm going to give up because I've been digging for 2 years, and that spade may have been one centimeter away from actually hitting the gold. You know, you just don't know when it's going to be. In the same way that, I don't know, if you're training in the gym and you think your six pack hasn't come yet, and you give up, you know, you don't know when that next day, you know, the muscles are going to break through or whatever that breakthrough is. And I think, you know, one of the greatest examples of consistency is when Warren Buffett talks about compound interest. And, you know, I haven't got the headspace to tell you the calculations right now, but, you know, but when people look at chasing short-term wealth and chop and change with every new fad and scam and Bitcoin and Forex and this, you know, and this, that, and the other, then when you compare it to just very boringly, you know, investing a few hundred pounds a month at 6% per annum for 50, 60, 70 years, and then find out that by the time you are 60 years old, you actually become a millionaire by doing absolutely nothing. And, you know, that is just an example of consistency.
Tony Robbins often talks about a story, I don't know if you've ever heard of a postman in the US, how he would save his little bit of weekly wage, and when he retired or when he died, they went to his bank account, he was a multimillionaire. Yeah. And he basically like gave loads of money to charities, and he just was a postman his whole life. He just kept putting away all the time. Dude, another amazing conversation. I've got to start getting ready to leave you. I do not want to leave. I think I speak for everyone else here. Thank you so much.
And for me, I don't want to leave. I've only got 2 days left.
Thank you so much for having me. People can connect with... You can connect with Matt just by going Matt Haycox or The Matt Haycox or The Matt Haycox Show on social media. And I'll ask one more cheeky question. As a friend, knowing that this is so important, I'm not asking you here as a coach, as an interviewer, as an influencer, I'm asking as a mate. What do you think I should be doing more of that I'm not doing?
What do I think you should be doing more of? Well, you and I were going to talk about this actually while you were here. So I guess I've probably not got enough information of your framework to answer the question, but it's something I did want to understand about you. But I think you need to, for me, you need to be charging a lot more for the services you offer, for the advice you give, and the time you spend with people, because you know, I know from your content I watch, and I know from the gems of wisdom I get when I'm talking to you, you know, you are one of the best in the fields that you are an expert in, and you know, you're just not, I guess I don't see that you're compensated enough for that. And I think I find a lot of the time with people, it's also, it's the fear of asking for what you're worth as well. In that, you know, and especially, you know, when you haven't hit the higher levels of financial success, it's very easy to think, well, you know, somebody's only going to pay this amount because, you know, they can go and pay. If they're going to pay that amount, they're going to go and get it from that person. But, you know, when you've got two, I guess for me, your offering is very much the same as the offering of the people who are charging much, much more money than you, if not, you know, if you're not offering a better offering. And I think it's, you know, it's... And once you set your stall out, it's very hard to put your prices up, etc. And I think, you know, someone like you, has just got such, you know, such value to give. You know, you need to set your stall out accordingly and ask what you're worth.
Awesome, man.
But that's a very general answer, because I didn't set the question. I couldn't set the question up properly, but I hope that makes sense.
You know, you get what you need. That's what I needed to hear. You know, I've had a few people, close people, that have said to me, and you know, sitting on sofas in Ibiza, you were in a pool in Thailand, said, JP, you need to be charging a lot more. And I've pretty much kept my coaching fees the same for 6 years. And it obviously, it has nothing to do with my outer world and what I'm giving. It has something to do with in here. So to come back to something that I talk about a lot, hanging out with people that in certain areas of your life are playing a bigger game than you is crucial. Crucial. So it's good to hear that. Thank you very much, dude.
Oh, but it was good to chat again.
Yeah.
Guys, I hope you enjoyed listening to that conversation as much as I ended up having it. I never know exactly what JP's going to ask me, so he always keeps me on my toes, but I always find it very fun to speak. So I hope you guys find it fun to listen. If you like this video, press like and also subscribe to my channel, because we've got plenty more videos like this, more videos with me and JP, and lots more content with other business leaders, entrepreneurs, and inspirational characters. So press subscribe, you'll see lots more of it, and I hope to see you again soon.
Thank you for listening to The Matt Haycock Show. For more Matt, check out his YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/Matt Haycocks. Or go stalk him on Instagram and Twitter, The Matt Haycocks. And we'll see you soon.